the intake of the client and evaluating the client and setting expectations. So I really won't go back into that. I can't cover it as extensively as they did. But moving a little bit past that, if I have somebody come in and decide not to take the case, I usually follow that up with a rejection letter. And I put a sample of one in my paper towards the end. I think it's attachment one. And in that letter, I basically say, you know, look, I'm not retaining any interest in your case, no fee, no expenses, setting out the date of the loss, and then, you know, stating that you need to settle your case or file it, you know, within 2 years, and actually putting that date in there. Conversely, when I take a case, I send the client or give it to them right then another attachment. I think it's attachment eight. And it's just a welcome letter, but really what it does is it walks them through the entire process, because, you know, they always ask, how much am I going to make on this? What are you getting out of it? And how long is it going to take? And it kind of addresses the third question of how long is this going to take? And it goes through the claims process and then through the litigation process and then the settlement process, so that if they come to you, you know, 6 months later and say, why is this taking so long? You know, you didn't tell me this. You've got that letter that you'd already given them. In the initial meeting and soon thereafter, I like to try to get a couple of things done quickly. One is getting the police report and getting witness statements where they're available. We try to talk to the witnesses as quickly as possible. Obviously, if their testimony is going to be favorable to us, we ask if they're willing to put that in writing. I think it's best if a witness will email you or put something in their handwriting and send it to you.